We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Donkey up the team.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I ain't trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, just hilarious. Donkey of the Day for Thursday, July 20th, goes to Carly Russell. I didn't know if I was going to give her a Donkey of the Day today because I was like, it may be too early to call this fight, and nothing official has come out yet that she may not be telling the truth, but it seems that doubt has been cast on her story. Now, maybe you have no idea about the story of Carly Russell. Let me refresh your memory. Let's go to WVTM News Channel 13 for the original report, please.
An urgent search tonight for Carly Russell, the 25-year-old vanishing last night along Interstate 459 in Hoover. The search is starting immediately last night and continuing into today. Right now, a $25,000 reward is being offered. Carly's mom and dad holding out hope, knowing their daughter is a fighter.
It's a chance for her to put up a fight to try to save her life. She's going to do everything she can to put up a fight.
Can't imagine what they're going through right now. Lisa, what do we know about this case and how it all unfolded?
Well, we know 25-year-old Carly Russell called 911 last night at about 9:30. She had left work, was on her way home. She said there was a toddler walking alone on the side of 459. She hung up with 911 and then she called a relative. Now, at that point, we believe that she got out of her car to check on the child, thinking that police would be there at any time. Her relative said she heard Carly scream, and then while it seemed Carly dropped her phone, the connection continued. When police arrived, they found Carly's vehicle, her cell phone, and personal items, but no Carly and no child.
That was the story. A young woman in Alabama went missing. I heard the story. I didn't look into the details. I just saw that a young woman went missing in Alabama after stopping to help a toddler on the side of the road. I reposted it in my Instagram story. That's the least I could do, because the reality is I wasn't reposting it because that was an isolated incident. Okay, I will repost in my story any case of a missing black woman and child, because the reality According to the Black and Missing Foundation, nearly 40% of missing people in America are black women and black children, people of color, right? You can go to blackandmissinginc.com to see the disparity yourself. It was damn near 600,000 missing people in 2022. 57% were white, including Hispanic. 39% were minority. So once again, almost 40% of missing persons are people of color, but we only make up 13% of the population. And these stories don't ever get the proper media coverage, okay? It's almost like out of sight, out of mind. Most people don't even know the epidemic that is missing black women and children in this country. So when something like Carly Russell comes across my timeline, of course I'm going to repost it. And then, you know, you start seeing all the back and forth. People believe her, people don't believe her. Personally, I wasn't on either side, because whatever it was going to be, it was going to be. And all you got to do is wait a minute and you going to see. Okay, that minute is upon us. And as my good sister Alicia Renee says, everything what, Leash?
Comes out in the wash, in the rinse.
That's right. And the milk is what?
Not clean, baby. It ain't clean.
That's right. Let's go to Fox 5 News for the report, please.
Following breaking news out of Alabama tonight on Fox 5 News at 5, we're learning more about the disappearance of Carly Russell.
Police officers in Alabama say Russell called 911 last Thursday. They say that she was calling to report a child wandering off the interstate. 2 days later, after a massive search, she returned home. Officers say before she disappeared, Russell took a robe and toilet paper from her job. She then grabbed food, got on the interstate, and called 911. Police say they also found several suspicious searches on her phone.
On July 11th at 7:30 a.m., the term, you have to pay for an Amber Alert was searched. On July 13th at 1:03 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term, how to take money from a register without being caught, was searched. On July 13th at 2:13 a.m., the day of her disappearance, the term Birmingham bus station was searched. On July 13th, 2:35 a.m., a search for a one-way bus ticket from Birmingham to Nashville was conducted with a departure date of July 13th.
Oh, Lord. Niggas going nigga. Now, look, they haven't officially said she lied. All right, but there's a lot of doubt on her story. See, some people study from the Old Testament. Some people study from the LeBron James version of the Bible. But instead of scripture, Carly clearly has been reading from the self-help book of that French actor Juicy Smollett. Mm. Okay, it's almost like she thought this through, but not really, because it don't take the Scooby-Doo gang to figure out she probably set this up herself. All right, we've all watched too many episodes of CSI, Law & Order. I mean, damn, you got digital detectives, the Instagram PIs of the world. They all knew this wasn't adding up, all right? First of all, why do y'all keep using Google as an accomplice? That's what I would like to know. All right, this is why we need Google to be AI and have like a mind of its own. And when you search certain things, Google should simply be able to ask you why. See, sometimes that why snaps you back to reality. We got to think about some of these questions we ask Google and ask ourselves, how would this sound if I was asking a human? Not just any human, but a human that you know always keeps it 100 with you, all right? If anybody came up to me and asked me, do you have to pay for an Amber Alert? Just think how that question would sound to you if someone asked you. Immediately, you would be suspicious and be like, why? Matter of fact, it wouldn't even be a why for me. My reply would be, I don't know why you asked me that, but whatever you planning on doing, don't do it, okay? I'm serious. Whatever you search in Google, ask yourself, how would this sound if I asked it out loud? Would you ask a room, hey, man, how do you take money from a cash register without being caught? That right there would prompt at least one person in the room to say, whose man is this? Okay, please check him for a wire or an earpiece. Carly, if you don't sit your stupid ass down somewhere, that's why you run things by people and not Google. Use Google after you run it by people. I'm not even going to get into the movie she was searching. You really going to search taken and then allegedly faking abduction, really? Okay, I'll tell you some other movies that she should have been searching that she can relate to. I got a list. Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber 2. Ridiculousness. That's a good TV show. Stupid Is as Stupid Does. Wildin' Out, because she was wildin'. Okay, A Stupid Idea. That's a good flick. These are all real movies and TV shows, by the way. This Fool, that was on Hulu. Okay, what you think she had home Googling now? Caught. Mardia Goes to Jail, Orange is the New Black, Life. I'm just saying, I saw the good brother Roy Woods make a great point yesterday, and he said, get your jokes off, but be careful with the outrage, because you're dealing with a sovereign court system that loves to make an example out of black folks, and that girl knows she lying will turn into, damn, they really gave her 5 years just that fast. Now look, Carly probably lied. But don't let that distract us from the fact that hundreds of thousands of black women and children are really missing in this country. I don't know why the Carly story caught fire on social media the way that it did and the others don't. I don't know. Y'all throwing all these conspiracies out there. Well, ask yourself, how come this story blew up but other stories of missing black women and children don't? Real stories of missing black women and children don't. You think Carly was the only black woman who went missing this weekend? And just our luck, the one story everyone gravitated to is the fake one? I don't know. Doesn't feel right to me. But don't let that ever discourage you from raising awareness to the epidemic that is missing black women and children in this country. 40% of missing people in this country are colored. All right, I don't want to hear people say, see, Carly and false claims are the reason they don't take missing black people serious. Malarkey, they wasn't taking us serious before this. I don't want to hear y'all say, see, they wasted the police officers' time. No, they didn't. Police were doing their job. They get paid to investigate, and they have to investigate all cases, regardless if they are believable or not. That's their job. That's what taxpayers' dollars go to. So don't get caught up in anyone trying to blame Carly for why they don't take the cases of missing black women and children serious, because they wasn't taking these cases serious to begin with. They don't really look for us. They don't contribute resources to looking for us. Hell, they couldn't even find Carly, and she wasn't even really missing, allegedly. So that lets you know how unserious they are about the epidemic that is missing black women and children in this country. If you are using this Carly Russell story to say, see, this is why I don't get involved in the conversation around missing black women and children in this country, you're lying. You never cared to begin with. Please let Remy Ma give Carly Russell the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker, are you? Dumb.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, right. Lord.
Well, thank you for that donkey today. We got to say goodbye to BET.
Peace, BET.
Peace, BET. All right, everybody else, let's go to court. Let's go to People's Court. The Breakfast Club Court, I should say.
The Court of Public Opinion been wide open on
That's
this.
That's a fact. I got exhibit A, B, C, D, and E. We wanted to believe because she left her wig and her phone.
800-585-1051. Let's open up the phone lines.
You're not going to separate a black woman from her wig,
yeah, you ain't just leaving your wig now.
Come on.
800-585-1051. What is your opinion? This is Breakfast Club Court. Do you believe her? Do you believe it's something else? It's some conspiracy? Like Alicia Renee just said, no black woman gonna leave a wig.
Come on now.
It does feel strange, though, that this is the story that caught fire. Like, you mean to tell me all the missing black women and children,
right,
that all women and children that go missing in this country, and I'm sure that there were black women and children, yeah, that went missing this weekend, but
this is your
this
king?
Fake story, right. This one story is the one everybody gravitated to. That's kind of strange, y'all.
Well, let's talk about it. 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.